Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Ratroot is native to boreal wetlands. Its tall, slender leaves are similar to cattails, and it's related to iris. Anne Smirachu is a restoration ecologist who's investigating the propagation of ratroot for use in created wetlands in the oil sands. As Anne explains, the ratroot is important to Aboriginal people.
They actually dry the rhizome. The rhizome is like an underground stem, and it grows along and produces shoots from that. And what they do is they dig up the rhizome, they dry it, and chew pieces of it, and primarily for things like sore throats, upper respiratory, although I've heard that it's used for lungs and liver as well.
The elders are somewhat skeptical that Anne's ratroot plants will be as good as those that come from the wild.
The plants that we are growing in the greenhouse look a little bit different than what they see in the wild. Once we put them out into the natural settings and the temperature regimes that we have, I think the plants will grow much more similarly to those that are natural, and I think that those problems will be alleviated, and I think that they'll be less concerned about it.
Anne Smirachu presented her findings at the recent CONRAD conference on oil sands reclamation research. Thanks today to Syncrude. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.